Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and we are out of the gates today with Brewers host of Extra Innings, Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in the house with us today.
Hello, hello. Good to be here, guys.
Good to have you.
Eric said, you know, Dom might actually show up today instead of, you know, like,
because he's a right. professional, man.
Well, also, I live two blocks away, so that certainly helps,
and
too.
And you really like us.
And I really like you guys. I miss being here early in the mornings, baby. I mean, the wake-up call is a little easier today than it is back a couple winters ago. But, man, what a start for the crew, eh? I mean, this has been awesome to watch. Just a fun brand of baseball.
How do we look at this, Dom? It's three games.
Going to the World Series.
Right. It's the
Fall Classic.
It's three games, but I'd rather be 3-0 than 0-3 or any other combination, right? So, like, is this great? Is it what, like, do we have to temper expectations?
Look, every team that's gone 162-0 started 3-0. I'm just saying.
Yes.
But the thing is this. I think the questions that there were about this team, look, you're right. It's three games. So it's not get ahead of ourselves here, but Freddie Peralta looked like an ace. The bullpen was just as good as advertised, if not better. And the offense was a mix of everything, right? Reese went yard on Saturday. He had the big day after the controversial slide and Jeff McNeil getting in his face. You had stolen bases. The Brewers are 8-for-8 in stolen bases leading baseball. Most stolen bases they've had in the first three games of a season. Bryce Terang's off to a great start. Yelly's off to a great start. And finally, of course, everyone wanted to talk about Jackson Churio all winter. Mm-hmm. He's off to a great start as well.
I always like it when you can pinpoint who the fan favorite's going to be. And for a couple of years, it just seemed like it was Rowdy because Rowdy has the name Rowdy. This year, I don't know how it's not Reese. Yeah. Reese Hoskins. I mean, that guy's just a madman. He's going to get an ovation like none other tomorrow.
I think he is going to be the largest ovation, especially given what went down over the weekend. Don't sleep on Brandon Woodruff.
Right.
I think, you know, he will be announced. He's been re-signed. He'll be back. He's not going to pitch this year. We know that, but he'll be traveling with the team all year long. I think that roar is going to be ginormous as well.
Starting to learn a lot about Pat Murphy's managerial style, the types of decisions that he's going to make. Can you juxtapose him, compare and contrast him versus Craig Counsell, what we've seen over the years?
I think we have to remember that these two are, you know, one and the same in that Counsell isn't Counsell without Pat Murphy. And Pat Murphy also learned a lot from Craig Counsell while he was his bench coach. So there are going to be a lot of similarities this year. I look at what happened on Friday, going straight to his bench in the seventh inning. Jake Bowers, hey, I need a hit from you. He gets a double. Hey, Bryce, can he lay down a bunt? Lays down a bunt. Hey, can we steal some bags? They're 8-for-8. I see a guy that's commanding excellence, and it's fun. I think the biggest challenge that he's going to have this year is dealing with you guys and being concise and being quick, because he is a funny guy.
Storyteller, huh?
He wants to talk, man. I loved those media sessions all spring training long.
We can't wait for that. He's going to be on with us Tuesdays at this time. Can't wait to talk to that
80 guy. Grade funny. If you're familiar with the 20-80 scouting scale in baseball, 80 means you're Hall of Fame, elite level, 80 grade funny.
You know, interesting comment that he made about Jackson Churio's big weekend. Kid's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. He sort of confirmed something that Eric and I sensed in some of the interviews that you were sending back to us from spring training. He didn't seem terribly impressed with young Jackson Churio in spring training. Not in a bad way, just kept saying things like, he still needs to perform, still needs to step up, still needs to whatever. He confirmed that in saying, like, yeah, I had... Wasn't a great spring for this kid, but he had a great opening weekend.
Exactly. I think what you saw in the final week of spring training when he was notified that he had made the team, you saw him start play a little more free, a little loose. Okay. All right. Right. Now, with Murph handling, you know, always kind of keeping the carrot in front of him. It's like, look, I'm not going to sit here and praise you like everybody else has, because that's kind of what happens in minor league baseball. You make two futures games and everyone's like, oh, you're going to the big leagues. It's no big deal. Keep going, buddy. Here, you want this? You want to go to that? Whereas you're in the big leagues, you're a rookie now, kid. You're the bottom of the ladder. You better act like it. You better play like it. And I think Pat Murphy's keeping that in perspective for Jackson.
Dom Catronio joining us on Brewers 360, host of Brewers Extra Innings. Okay, so tomorrow's the home opener. Do players still get caught up into this? I mean, they've already had one home opener now, not theirs, but they've had one. So are there butterflies on a day like tomorrow, or is it just another day?
There's absolutely butterflies on a day like tomorrow. It is one of the highlights of the year. You talk to any manager, coach, front office executive, like, you want to line up as many times as you can, meaning when you line up on the base pass and everybody's introduced and everybody gets to have the fireworks and the pomp and circumstance and all, you want to line up like that as many times as you can because you only do it on opening day and the playoffs. Ah. So this is a day that everyone loves to see, and especially for, think about it, there are 12 guys on this roster that had never been on an opening day roster before, and now they get to have their first opening days in Milwaukee, and everybody in this city knows what an absolute holiday tomorrow will be.
A lot of moms and dads in the stands, right?
It's going to be awesome.
Wiping the tears, all of that stuff.
Going to be awesome.
Texting the manager saying, hey, why is my kid batting fourth?
I haven't seen. Is he in the dugout? Because I didn't see him in your lineup.
You know, he didn't hit batting practice today. I don't know if he's going to be able to hit today. It's pretty funny stuff, man.
Dom Catronio is host of Brewers Extra Innings and our Monday guest on Brewers 360. Way to start us off.
Good to be back. Thanks to you guys.
See you at the yard tomorrow, 7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.